Please stand clear of the door. Por favor, manténganse alejado de la
podcast.
From the D. Fauntleroy Recording Studios in sunny Sarasota, Florida, in westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 124 of the Por favor, manténganse alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike in Sarasota, joined by Dr. William Klinsman up in westerly Rhode Island. Hello, Mr. Klinsman.
How are you? Doctor, please.
Doctor, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great.
That's good. What's new down in Florida?
Ah, it's a beautiful day. We had a thunderstorm at about 3-ish, 3:30-ish.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
It rained up here today, actually.
I saw that.
I wasn't expecting it. I didn't think it was happening, then it kind of came out of nowhere, but it's all right. It was still a good day. It's been warm.
It's good.
Humid.
Good. The three H's from hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, this, even tonight at, like, 7 o'clock, I went out on the back porch, and it was just, like, fog and sticky and thick.
You, yeah, like, you, like, you like it?
No, I'm not a big fan, but...
You're not a big fan.
But it's all right. I like it better than shoveling snow.
Yes.
I will say that.
It's getting old. I can feel it, Jürgen. It's getting old.
The snow?
Yes.
I was lucky, though. This year was a low year, so I'm kind of playing on borrowed time right now.
But you're all four seasons. I love the four seasons. It's starting to sound that this Southern Command Center is intriguing you.
No, I don't know. Maybe. That's intriguing, sure.
It's intriguing.
I don't know if the beck and call is strong enough to lure me down there, though. I heard a rumor that the agents and the lawyers all came to an agreement this week.
Yeah, it
cost us a pretty penny, I imagine.
Well, our lawyers did a good job.
Oh, did they? For
they did a good job. What they did was that they just held out on the negotiating table with Fenway.
Oh, really?
And he likes to sleep. He's a good 19-hour a day sleeper.
So it was kind of like a filibuster, only they just had to wait like 13 minutes and he was going to pass out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. About 13 minutes, and then finally he said, okay, the hell with it. Blue M&Ms it is.
Okay, perfect. So we have Sweet Susie in the studio, or do we not?
I'm holding out for new representation.
Oh, well, that's not on us.
That's not on us. You're back in here. You're back on the dole.
How are you, Kristen?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. How's your Gina?
She's good. She was a little cranky tonight, but other than that, she's starting to talk a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Like, not great. I can kind of understand what she says. So if you hang around her for long enough, you figure out what she's trying to say. She's just making sounds, but...
Otherwise, she pretty much sounds like Mike.
Yeah, she tries to repeat, like, what you're saying. Like, if I say orange, and she'll say, ara. So you kind of can get the idea of what it is, but... It's cute. It's fun to see, like, the little wheels turning and trying to figure out how to say everything.
Yeah.
So we still a little ways out from, like, Mr. Klinsman?
She'll try.
She'll try it.
Yeah.
All right. I'll try next week.
Yeah, when you get to see her, if you say Mr. Klinsman, she'll probably go, man, I have.
No, the good doctor probably wouldn't appreciate me teaching her swear words at this age, right?
No, I don't think that would be good.
Okay. I'll hold off on that.
I don't think you want to get on the bad side of Por Favor wife.
No, I'll refrain from... using swear words.
Well, I'm sorry, we have another guest in the studio.
All done.
Oh, she says... Yeah.
Okay. She says all done?
Yeah, she says
after
a lot
she's
of words.
Taking a growler, does she do it?
Oh, she does. After she poops, she goes, poop, poop, and she grabs at her diaper.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and she Beautiful. When she farts, she says toot, toot.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Definitely an Aruda.
Oh, wow. Definitely. I get barged in, I get people eavesdropping on the podcast. They come... I see how it happens with the... I put the security beefed up down in Sarasota, and now I just get people barging in the studio up here.
Yeah, you had to beef up the security down here.
Well, I sent the millions of dollars worth of editing equipment down, so I figured I needed to beef up the security down there, and then you look what happens, a riffraff gets in.
That editing, that's been a good thing, hasn't it?
It's been pretty good, yeah.
My God. Did you listen or no?
This week? I listened, yes, I did.
What did you think of the bumper music?
I didn't know it. I didn't know that.
I'm going to recommend that you guys get a new music director because I told Mike that right now you're attracting like the 75 to 80-year-old demographic. I don't think that's what you're going for.
No, it's been a hit. It's been a hit.
Hit after hit. Yeah.
With the music director.
Oh, the music director loved it. I mean,
I said, it's Hearts, a hit with him.
Marty Balin, your best selection to date, absolutely bleeping absolutely ridiculous, is what he said.
I can't tell you how many times I had to listen to that song last week. It was awful.
And he said, you had to have heard it on the radio down there. No way you came up with that on your own.
Is he right?
Oh, yeah. So I told him how I work. What I do is, like, when I'm in the cart barn,
yeah,
in the back, I'll put on my 80s. Once I get bored of podcasts and sports talk radio, I put on 80s channel. And
when, what, like Pandora or something?
I listen to TuneIn Radio.
Okay, well, same difference.
Yeah, same thing. So whenever there's something like really, really cheesy, I do a picture. Like I take the screenshot.
The screenshot, yeah.
Yeah, and then when I'm in the office working, I take the screenshot. It's kind of like when the cops are like investigating a crime and they have like the board with all the pictures all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
I got like Kenny Rogers over here. Lindsey Buckingham down there. We're just kind of like mixing things around. It's like a crime scene.
Then he plays like 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon to see like whose music was in which movie and how he can connect that's it good. All.
Oh, yeah.
So I have, with the new van, I have the year of XM radio, the subscription. So I listen to
We're
like
back
seven.
Back on that van thing, huh, Jürgen?
What's that?
We're back on the van. I was going to leave it alone this week.
That doesn't have anything to do with it, but it has the 70s on 7 and the 80s on 8, so I always check into those stations to see if there's any good cheese.
Hey, how is it?
There was one good one that I heard the other day that I can't remember who sings it. I think the guy's first name was Gary, but it was...
Oh. You don't have to take a close. Oh, that's going to... Yes, that's going to be a song, by the way.
Time.
Oh no, we can dance and party all night
and drink some cherry wine. It was on when I pulled into Dunkin'. I tried to take a picture of it and send it to you, but it didn't come out good.
Yes.
It was too blurry.
Yeah, because you were like, that's definitely one of his short
That's
songs,
a cheese,
right?
Yeah. That's a big time cheese song. So that was one of the good things about the van, I guess.
So you're liking this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
all right,
I picked up a shift today for One Day Joe.
One Day Joe and One Day Dave, or what was the other?
One Day Danny.
Danny.
Yeah, so One Day Joe, I picked up his shift today.
So that's it, so he was Zero Day Joe.
Guess what?
No Day Joe.
Guess what he was doing?
Playing golf?
He came rolling in. I'm cleaning the cut. I said, you gotta be kidding me. He goes, thanks for working for me. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Because you were planning on, this was your big day off. You were saying, oh,
we're
going to play
the
golf.
Ritz. We're going to play the Ritz. But I figured, you know, it's a couple gallons of gas on my road trip up to Rhodey.
Mm-hmm.
He comes rolling in with some guy that he works with and then his son. So he only had a foursome today.
Oh, that's not too bad.
No.
So he works one day a week. He took the day off, and then he has the audacity to show up and play golf at the club?
At the course that he took the day off from.
I feel like that's like a slap in the face. I don't know.
It's kind of beautiful, actually.
I think it's beautiful. I was like, you've stooped to a new level. I mean, this was good work on his part.
It's like
one day Joe.
In sick to work and then like walking in to make a deposit.
Yeah.
Like, how often do you think, like, if he just did that every week, how long could he get away with it without showing up to work and just playing golf there?
Well, he did something really good. Last year, they were way over budget because they only had one course open, so they weren't taking in the golf revenue.
Right, right.
They were way, way over budget. So our boss, they had to cut a lot of hours. And, like, he doesn't want to get rid of people because he has a good group of guys who work, so he doesn't want to piss people off. But, I mean, he was cutting way back. So one day, Joe told him, hey, if you have to, I'd be willing to give my hours to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a deal for 6 weeks when we were completely dead that he gave up his day and he still had golfing privileges.
Oh, so he was just a member at that
He was
point.
A full-time member for like 6 weeks.
Oh, he's a weasel to the highest degree.
At the swankiest club in Southwest Florida.
Now, you said this guy's a real estate agent?
Yeah, he works for a new home builder.
I'd want him working for me.
Oh, yeah, he's
he
good.
He sounds like he knows all the ins and outs. He's got it all down.
Yeah, no, he does. He does.
What a move. But yeah, how long could you go? 6 weeks, 8 weeks, push
I'll,
it to three
I'll
months?
I'll see what he thinks he could do. But you know what? He's actually a good guy, and he had an agreement with our boss because he lives right near there.
Yeah.
And he said, if you're ever in a pinch or, you know, you're really, really busy one night, you can text me and I'll come in after work. So there's been a lot of times where he'll come in at 5:30 when we could really use somebody.
Oh, and help
we're
you close
slamming.
Up the shop.
Yeah, and he helps us close up. So.
Oh, that's nice. Then.
I mean, I like him. He's a really nice guy, but I always bust his chops.
That's a good move. I like that.
You like that? One I day do. Danny, one day Joe. We got two, like three one day guys.
Well, you can start calling him No Day Joe.
No Day Joey.
That's a good one. All right. That's all good.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know how this is going to work, because we're thinking about making this a two-parter, correct?
Yeah, we could probably do this a two-parter.
But I only have one beer, so should I give the unofficial beer sponsor of the weeks? Or maybe I'll have to bust into a second one after
recording. Well, I think you're going to have to bust into a second one. I mean, you haven't let your servers go home yet, have you?
No, they're still on, obviously. Yeah. 24-hour call. All right, yeah. So I'll introduce it. This one is a Long Trail Brewing out of Vermont, and it's their Unfiltered Summer Ale, an unfiltered sessionable ale crafted for the longest days of the year. 4.3% alcohol by volume.
4.3? Wow.
That one's not bad. That's more along your range, isn't it?
You could have 12 or 13 of those.
Something like that.
Sounds it's nice. Good. I'd try that.
You would probably like it, Susie, because you like the Sam Summer, right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that would be what I was drinking tonight, except Mike decided he was going to polish those off last night.
Oh, you drank the Sam Summers, Mike?
Come on, Jurgen. Why you gotta be so nice? You don't have to take a clothes off.
You won't admit to his wrongdoing. So I'm drinking wine this evening.
Are you drinking cherry wine?
Oh. No, it's a Shiraz Cab.
Oh, all right. Well, very good. All right, you want to take that break, Mr.
Klinsman? Yeah, let's go to break, Mr. Klinsman. Klinsman.
Yes.
The much anticipated anniversary.
I've been looking forward to this.
You've been looking forward to this, haven't you?
Oh.
Sorry.
That's that Shiraz cherry wine.
You know I'm not editing that out.
Yes, you are.
Well, I just said I'm not.
Well, you're going to.
And moving on.
And we're moving right along.
So you have your anniversary excursion to the Polynesian.
It's very romantic.
Isn't it? It's nothing. That's all what I think of. When I think of the two of you getting married, I think of belch.
Sounds about right.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of you guys getting married, I just saw something popped up on Facebook the other day. A 7-year-ago memory. And it was that, like, not the aerial photo, but the one from above of everyone at your wedding.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice picture.
Thank I didn't you. See that. How did you see that?
I must be tagged in it or something.
I don't know. I didn't see it either.
I'll have to share that. And there's some good pictures from that.
She did it. She was great.
How about that one where me, you, and Mark and Mr. Mizwa are all singing?
I don't have that one.
Sweet. Oh, that's a classic picture. I'll have
I don't
to forward
think I've
that
ever
on.
Even seen it.
I think you've seen it. I'll forward it on to you anyway, but it's a great picture.
I might have been intoxicated.
That's possible. Grabbing the mic. We grabbed the mic right from the DJ. And sing a Sweet Carol, Melnick.
He's DJing my sister's wedding too.
Oh, very nice.
Maybe I'll take the microphone from on that day too.
That's a good idea. So let's start at the beginning. Is that Susie again?
It is not Susie. Thank you very much.
I don't know about that.
Somebody's had some issues with poo particles this evening.
Are you gonna edit that out, Bill?
I'm going to need my agent in here.
Oh, Mikey is in here. He's licking himself. Oh!
This was not part of my contract.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to buy me another bottle of wine.
Oh, boy. All right. We're back from break. This is episode 124 of the Puffable Podcast. It's gone, isn't it?
You're just making your life so much harder.
Well, I'm not editing any of this out.
I know you're not, but
right. That's,
and we're back from break.
And you wonder why I don't listen to this?
That thing? Could be my new one instead of "We're live, Yogi." All right, we're back from break. Oh my god. This is why you don't listen to it, and this is why Dr. DeVorney listens to it every week as soon as it lands.
I mean, I love him to death, but let's be real. Normal is not a word I would associate with him.
All right, where were we, Bill?
He's texting or, like, messing around on Facebook now.
I'm checking us in right now.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good timing.
Yep.
Well, let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, start at the beginning.
I'm asking Susie.
Yeah, we checked in on July 2nd.
Yeah. So we hit the road early.
Mm-hmm.
We took Fenway for a walk, let him do all of his business.
Right.
And we hit the road, what would you say, at about 7?
Was it 7?
Because we had a dining reservation.
Yeah, that's right. It was probably closer to 7:30.
Yeah, we hit the road at about 7:30. We got our Dunkin' Donut coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove. It was beautiful because we had no traffic. And we got on the property. What were we, about 15 minutes late for our reservation? 20 minutes late for our... Yeah, we weren't bad. We're only 20 minutes late for our reservation.
Hey, so for that's not too bad.
It's not
we
bad.
Made some, no, we made some good time. We made good time. Yeah, so we got there. We parked. And it was beautiful not having to say, I'm going to the Polynesian Quick Service for dinner. Right. Yes, I'm going to Contempo Cafe. It was like, yes, sir, we're the Hurleys.
We're staying.
We have a reservation here for 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah, so they gave us our parking pass.
Very nice. So did you have to go to the lobby to get the parking pass, or they did that at the gate?
They did it at the gate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. So we pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't take our bags out because we weren't going to be able to check in, and we had a breakfast reservation.
Now, where was breakfast? I saw some pictures, but for everyone out there at home who didn't happen to see.
We went to Ohana.
Okay. Now, what was the thought behind this, the reservation?
The whole thought behind this was we wanted to eat everywhere. We wanted all of our meals to be at the Polynesian.
Okay. And you've done Kona before, so you wanted to try something different.
I've done Kona once for dinner and a number of times for breakfast.
Right.
So we wanted to try their breakfast, yeah.
And what'd you think of it?
I'll let Susie go first.
All right, go ahead.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I was a little underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, you've been to Ohana, so you know, like, the view can't be beat.
Oh, yeah, that part.
And we had a fantastic table, like, we were directly across from the castle, mm-hmm. right by the window. So that was fantastic. Excuse me. But they brought their welcome bread, and there was a pineapple coconut and a cinnamon raisin. And they both sort of tasted the same to me.
Oh, okay.
And I really love their bread at dinner.
Yeah.
And I was expecting this to be that much better because it was, you know, like a breakfast sweet bread.
Right.
And it just didn't really taste like anything to me.
Huh, that's weird. You would think they'd kick it up for the breakfast, like
right.
you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was average.
The bread or just everything?
The bread, everything. No, I thought the coffee was good because I don't think it was the this episode of the ResortLoop.com podcast is brought to you by Joffrey's Coffee. It wasn't Joffrey's. That. I think it may have been Kona Blend, or I could be wrong, but
right.
it tasted different from the typical coffee that they serve at the Disney restaurants.
It was pretty good.
Don't you think it was a little different?
Yeah.
A little stronger?
It was stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And we had juice, too. They brought juice.
Yeah, they brought their specialty juice.
That's good. Is that good as the Trail's End specialty juice?
You know what? It's the same. It's something that I wouldn't be able to drink every day. It's very sweet.
It's very sweet, mm-hmm. but it's very good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Because
they had that at Bulma, too, right? They had a special juice they brought over. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, on to the important stuff, the meal. It's pretty basic stuff, right?
It's a breakfast platter, so it has scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
The fruit was great. There was very nice fruit selection.
Yeah, so it was fresh fruit, scrambled eggs, Mickey waffles, and Stitch waffles.
Okay.
Bacon, sausage.
And breakfast
some
potatoes.
Some ham, anything
and
like
potatoes,
that?
Yeah.
Potatoes, okay. So nothing out of the ordinary, really.
No.
Was that stuff at least pretty good? Or just, you know, the
Susie
same as everything?
Eggs were
a
little
salty. Everything was very salty.
Huh, that's weird.
The potatoes actually were probably my favorite part.
Okay.
The potatoes and the waffles.
Yeah, can't really go wrong with the waffle.
Right.
Right.
So nothing like, no signature item really, maybe the potato. Were they different than the other potatoes at other places?
No, there was your typical cube potatoes with a little bit of seasoning and maybe a little onion, but...
So nothing really crazy. So more, that's really more for the view and for the characters at breakfast then.
Correct.
Right.
And how was that aspect? I know you guys don't really care one way or the other.
It was good because it wasn't as loud as it normally... I didn't think it was loud like it is at dinner.
Okay.
It's still loud, but
not as bad.
No, it wasn't as bad. What did they have? Who were the characters?
They had
Mickey and Pluto.
And Stitch.
And Lilo and Stitch.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, how would you compare it to, like, Cape May, to their characters going around? Like, similar kind of atmosphere, or was it a little louder
than Cape May? A little
different,
because they do the whole, like, parade thing the way they do at dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then... The characters come around after that.
And then they do the pictures with you at your seating stations.
Right.
But I thought it was good.
Would you go back?
Yes.
Under the right circumstances.
How was it price-wise?
It's $30 a head.
It's a little much for basically sounding like what you got.
Yeah.
Especially because you guys don't care about the characters.
Correct.
Right.
But like I said, if we were going to meet you guys... Right.
With your Gina, then we would do it.
Right,
We wouldn't go back on our own, I don't think.
Like if it was like 18 or 20, you might.
Right.
Yeah, I understand.
But I think there are like much better buffets.
Because I always look at price points. And I think at 35, what we paid at Cape May,
yes,
I thought was reasonable for what we got.
Because and the buffets are a little different than the family platters, too.
Right.
Because there's definitely more to choose from.
Yeah, so I still think the best bang for the buck is over at Fort Wilderness.
The Trail's End
for $17-$18. I think it's the best breakfast buffet.
Yeah,
but you know, like I said, I always look at price points. Now I think Ohana is not a destination. I don't think, you know, if you're staying at Boardwalk or Beach Club that you're gonna want to get on a bus to the Magic Kingdom and take the monorail to Ohana for breakfast.
Right, but
I think it's more of if you're staying at the Polynesian
or on the monorail loop,
or on the monorail loop, and you want to go check something different out, then I think it's a good choice. But I don't think people are going to drive to the Poly just for that experience. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. Unless you're like huge Lilo and Stitch fans.
And I think if I stayed there again, I probably would.
Just because you like being on.
Just because I like being there, and I think it would be. It's just easy.
I would rather eat at Kona.
Yeah, and I probably the next time if I ever stay there again, I probably eat at Kona. Because I like buffets, but I also don't, you know, I like spending $15 and getting a nice steak and eggs.
Well, right. But I mean, that Kona breakfast platter, like the sampler thing
that you had was what,
$14?
$15 and it was pretty much the same thing that you get.
It was
better.
And you probably can't eat. It's not like you're going for 9 servings.
I think we actually only got 1 serving, and then when they came around, I said, can you just bring me some sausage?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with the breakfast platters, or any of the platters, really. How often do you need more?
Right.
Right.
Unless you're with 5 or 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like the platters are the same size, whether you're 2 people or 4.
Right.
I think if you get above 4, they might bring 2 of them out.
Right.
Right.
But, so with 2 people, 1 platter is more than enough to feed you and keep you full.
And Cape May Cafe, what I like is that they had like 3 different scrambled egg choices.
Yeah, exactly.
So they had the one with the chorizo, and then they had one that I think had like goat cheese, or that may have been over it.
And they had the crepes.
Yeah, so you could take like a little scoop of scrambled eggs, this kind, and then this kind of scrambled eggs, so more variety.
Yeah, that's the thing. At the buffet, you're going to eat a lot of the same stuff that you get in the platter, but there's 2 or 3 different things that you want to try that you wouldn't get at the breakfast platter.
Right, and they also give you like, I feel like a little more upscale selection.
Yes. Yeah, because they don't have to make it for everybody.
Right.
They know that some people aren't going to want to have the chorizo with eggs.
The goat cheese,
but they could still make it because it's not going out to everybody's plate.
Right. Yeah, right, I thought it was fine for what it was.
Yeah, I mean, you guys said you would go back.
The worst part of the whole scenario for me was that Mike had actually made that reservation for breakfast.
Oh, boy.
And so... We were brought to our table.
This is beautiful.
And we were seated, and, you know, the host was very nice.
Well, first of all, we go to the check-in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Kristen's like,
No, that wasn't there.
Yeah, that no, that was there,
no, it
too.
Wasn't, because I went to the bathroom when you checked in.
Oh, when I checked in?
Yes.
I told him that we were late and that the we had a 9:45, and he asked the name, and I said Hurley, and he said, could it be under another one? And I said, Melnick? And they're like, yep, yep. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Now, what's your first name under that?
It's Jürgen, I think.
Yeah,
it's Jürgen. It's Jürgen Melnick. It's Jürgen Melnick.
They don't even bat an eye, do they?
No.
No, I mean, so they seat us, and the very nice gentleman says, enjoy your breakfast, Mr. and Mrs. Melnick.
Did you die laughing, or did you try Jürgen, to, like, hold
I looked
it
at
in?
Her, and she was tongue-in-cheek, shaking her head, and I was in tears.
I was not pleased.
I was in tears. And then, obviously, you know, I said, did you hear that? Enjoy your breakfast, Mr. and Mrs. Melnick.
You didn't like
at
that
at the start Christmas. Of our anniversary weekend. No, I wasn't really.
Well,
there.
It was the 7th anniversary of the Melnicks.
It was actually the 8th anniversary.
8th?
Did you?
So
you like
I don't know,
that?
The picture
though,
is old then.
You like that though, Jürgen?
I like that a lot.
That's so stupid,
it was
isn't
awful.
It was so beautiful. Enjoy your breakfast, Mr. and Mrs. Melnick.
Like I told him, like we're gonna end up divorced by the end of this weekend.
I mean, that was a good that's a good possibility going into any weekend, I feel like, whether you stay on property or whatever happens. All right, so you had your breakfast. The Melnicks enjoyed breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then we decided that we would go and get our bags and see if we could check in early.
Oh, very nice. And how did that go?
It went perfectly.
Place is so good.
So what happened? You got up there. Was that under Melnick as well, your reservation?
No, I made the reservation,
oh, that's
actually.
Good. That would have been awkward if they asked to see, like, your license.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going on in the background there? It sounds like a screaming bird.
It is a screaming bird, yes.
No, I think our neighbor's doing, like, work in the garage or something.
Oh, that's what I'm hearing, a bandsaw or something.
Yes,
like
it's
okay.
A bandsaw. It's a PG-13 show. All right, let's keep this boat rowing.
Let's go on along here.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so you get to the lobby, you go to the front desk, and you ask if your room's ready.
And I thought the woman was very helpful.
Yes.
I mean, she was a little older. She actually was from Honolulu.
Oh, that's cool.
But she didn't look like a native. She looked like a Caucasian. And she was...
Do we have to send... We can't be using Caucasian words like that. Do we have to send you the por favor...
political correctness training?
Yeah, yeah. Sensitive. We do have sensitive...
A proper
we
term.
Have sensitivity training coming up
in
Westerly
to
next
call it?
Week. We have to, you got that memo right too, didn't you, Jürgen?
Yeah,
I
didn't.
What's the proper terminology?
You didn't.
I didn't sign up for it necessarily.
Yeah, okay, I have to go to that in the sexual harassment training.
Right, I'm 7 seconds away from leaving. So
okay.
Anyway, so the nice Caucasian lady helped you.
Yes.
And what happened? Anything like any?
Nothing out of the ordinary, but she. I think the room that we were originally scheduled to be in wasn't ready, so she looked to see if she could find another room for us.
Oh, that's nice.
Which she was able to do. So she gave us a map and printed out our itinerary for the weekend and sent us on our merry way. Gave us our welcome lays.
Oh, that's nice. A nice touch.
Yeah, that is nice.
That's a nice touch, Bill.
You don't get that at the Grand Floridian now, do you?
No, you don't.
So where was your room? What section?
We were in the Morea building.
Okay.
So when you're in the Great Hall, you exit to the right.
All right.
And we were...
All the way down.
All the way down. So we actually found out on Sunday that if you walk out of the building, you can take a path right to the transportation and ticket center. You're like right there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now, I heard rumors that it was actually a DVC room. Is
yes,
this true?
Yes, sir. It's a DVC.
Was
when
a
you,
DVC room?
As you walk in, the mat outside says Disney's Vacation Club.
Now, how did that all happen? With just what was available?
I mean, being por favor Mike, quite frankly, gets it done nowadays.
Oh, okay. But how did that all happen?
We just went online and looked for a place months ago. We said, hey, for poops and giggles, let's see if they have anything available for the weekend of our anniversary.
Oh, really?
Being July, we thought it would be packed and really, really crowded, and we found a super, super, super rate at the Polynesian.
It was like 35% off, something.
Yeah,
like
we
that.
Got like the 35% off Florida resident, and mm-hmm. It was low to begin with, so I'm like, we're never going to have this opportunity again. We gotta stay a night.
But then, did you know it was a DVC room?
I didn't until it said that it was the Villas.
Oh, okay.
It said Disney's Polynesian Villas. And we did a YouTube, and Sue's like, this is a DVC. So when I saw One Day Joe, This is another one day Joe, who has two DVCs. He told me, he goes, that's one of the effing DVCs. He's a New York firefighter who every other word is F. You know, that was real effing nice, Mike. You're going to really like it. So we did a couple more YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. I think what they get is the extra sleeper, right? The pull-out bed.
Mm-hmm.
And a little more room.
Well, I mean, the room was ridiculous. It had two bathrooms.
Wow.
So it had
like a little kitchen area, too?
No, but it had a microwave, it had a safe.
Had a fridge.
It had a coffee maker, it had a refrigerator.
But I mean, the bathroom to me is the selling point of that room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it had a huge regular bathroom with a tub,
it had like a tub, yeah, a tub, shower, sink, and a toilet.
But it had, like, you could have put a sleeper sofa in there.
It was huge. Huge.
Wow.
And then next door to that was a walk-in shower with a rainfall shower head.
Oh, that's nice.
And another sink, and it was phenomenal.
It was really nice.
The rainfall shower head was nice.
Yes.
Those I've always wanted to do one of those. I've never been able to use one.
It's just relaxing, you know.
Yeah.
It's just you stand in there for a half hour. It's like you don't want to take a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kinda like you're sudsing up and getting the heck out. It's like an experience. It's very nice.
I actually had the opportunity to use one in Thailand last year, and so I was familiar with it. And I told Mike, I'm like, wait until you try this. I'm like, you're gonna love it. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's just a shower. I'm like, no, it's an experience. And it was awesome.
Now, how did the
ground level room? Sorry.
Oh, ground level.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So we had a nice grassy area right outside the room, beautiful plantings, and it was kind of sloped down a little bit.
Yeah, very undulated, so they do a nice job because we were looking at the monorail beam. So in front of us, it was like almost uphill grassy area.
Yeah.
So as people are walking around, they can't really see you.
Right.
So it wasn't a flat level where when all the people, they could just stare into your glass sliding door. So it's very undulated, so when you're sitting on your deck, you basically see grass.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the far end, you can see the monorail that whisks through.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Palm trees and stuff, but it wasn't like a flat level. It was very undulated, and they did a great job so that they could keep those ground level floors private.
Right.
What were you going to ask?
Oh, I was going to say, would you have preferred to be on the second or third floor? I mean, I know you didn't really care at that point, but would it have been better for the balcony? You think, or it didn't matter?
It didn't really matter, I don't think.
Yeah.
Because we still had the patio. We had chairs and everything outside that were
that's nice.
Really comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I actually kind of liked having the grass right there.
And that's on the back side of the room, right? Away from the door.
Right.
That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, there were people going by, especially the next morning, but it was still pretty private and quiet.
We fired up the Stacy channel.
Oh, of course.
And there's a couple different other channels. They have one, like a DVC channel, where they do like a 15-minute loop.
Oh, like to sell you on it?
Yeah. And they have another one that just has all the park hours.
Right, I've seen that one.
And then I think they had like
one. And a Disney Springs.
Yeah, and then they have a dedicated Disney Springs channel now, Jürgen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because of all the new updates and everything?
Yeah. So they went around like with the restaurants and all the different specialty shops, and yeah, it was good. So I laid in bed and watched that for a while, and then I ended up closing my eyes.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Because I was on vacation.
Right. How was the rest of the room, though? You described the bathroom and the patio, but, like, is it just pretty much a standard the rest
nice.
Of the room?
I mean, the bed was really comfortable, I thought.
Mm-hmm. It was very comfortable.
It had a couch, and then, a coffee table, but the coffee table opened, so it had storage inside.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And then it had, like, a small table and two chairs. And then there was, like, a console under the TV.
Yes.
And the pull-out bed was under there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. So it was low to the
Mike
ground.
Slept.
Yeah, that's where I slept. That's where we could have just let Fenway stay there. We would have been fine if we could. We would have been able to sneak him in, probably.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it was actually really well done, because I've never been in a room that had that before, but there's a light under there and everything, so, like, if you had a kid who was laying there, they would have light to read by until they wanted to go to sleep or whatever.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, the closet was nice. They actually had a pack and play in the closet.
Okay.
And then the standard luggage rack and ironing board and safe. The only thing I didn't like And I don't know if this is how it is in all of the rooms. We had an adjoining room.
With the door.
So there really wasn't a lot of storage.
Oh, okay.
So there was the closet and then that coffee table slash trunk thing.
Yeah.
But there weren't really any other drawers. Like, there were a few drawers in the bathrooms, but they were kind of deep and narrow.
There weren't really dresser drawers like you get in most of their standard rooms.
Right.
Yeah, so if you were staying there for 4 or 5 days, you wouldn't have been able to really unpack everything.
Yeah, you're kind of living out of your suitcase.
You had to hang everything or, you know, stack everything in that trunk, and it just, that kind of surprised me.
Yeah,
so that's if you don't have an adjoining room, if you maybe get drawers in that area, or like an armoire or something.
Yeah.
But that was the only drawback that I saw.
How about size-wise? So it sounds like it was pretty big based on the bathroom.
It's huge.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I think it might be a little bigger than the typical deluxes.
Right, because it's a DVC, technically.
Yeah, I mean, it might be a little shy of 400 square feet, because I think most of the deluxes are in the high 300s.
Okay.
So I'd say it might be around 4. I could be wrong, but...
And they do advertise it as a studio.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you really, unless you have a kid who's willing to sleep on a couch, you really can't have more than 3 people in there.
I see. Unless you use that pack and play.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, you could have, you know, 2 adults, a teenager and like a toddler.
Right.
But
other than that, it wouldn't really work out.
Yeah, unless somebody's sleeping in the tub.
So the room, you got to check in early, you got a nice room, happy with all that.
Mm-hmm.
Took a little nap.
A little siesta.
Yep.
Mid-morning. That's a nice time to do it.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
You get eat all that filth at breakfast, and you go in and close the eyelids for a little while.
Exactly.
That's always nice.
And then we headed for the pool.
The pool. Very nice. Let's talk about the pool, and then that'll probably be a good time to take a break after you guys talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
You want to start?
Yeah, so we went to their fenced-in. Both of their pools are fenced-in.
So you can't be a weasel is what you're trying to tell me.
Oh, it's very simple. It's very simple, and I'll explain. But
to get around it, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
So, you use your magic band to get in.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're standing there with clipboards.
Well, that's only because it was 4th of July weekend.
It was 4th of July weekend, so they had extra security.
Oh, okay.
But this was a bit irritating. So we go in, the girl's like, hi, you know, she's asking for a reservation. And we give her the name. And she doesn't have it. She doesn't have it. And so, well, we early check-in or whatever. Oh, well, maybe that's why I don't have you on the list. It's like, I would think you would have every checked-in, unchecked-in, whoever's supposed
every
to be...
Every person who's checking in that day.
Everybody who's supposed to be there.
Has a reservation for that day.
Right.
Yeah, because you're allowed to, even if your room's not ready, you're allowed to use the pool
Correct.
And everything that day, yeah.
Correct. So their pool has a big volcano. That's how it's themed.
Nice.
What do you call it? Zero entrance? Is that what those are called?
Zero entry.
Zero entry. So that's cool. And their slide's actually really cool. It's almost water park quality.
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely pitch dark, and it's a pretty good slide. Wouldn't
pretty
you say?
Decent
I think
length.
It was a,
yeah, yeah,
it was a good
longer
length.
Than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. It was almost like a water park quality. It was good.
That's good.
Was
it busy at the pool that time?
Yeah, it was too busy.
Really? I'm surprised because you said it was the middle, like pretty much the middle of the day, right?
Well, the thing that was crazy was like there was nobody in the parking lot when we got there.
Yeah.
And the lobby wasn't crazy. And then we got to the pool and it's like, well, this is where everybody obviously is. So I don't know if they all took like the Magical Express or whatever, but it was packed. Like we couldn't even find a lounger.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the thing is, too, is like these weasels, you know, they throw the towel to stake their Chase Lounge.
Right.
And then they don't take the towel when they leave.
So you don't know if it's
So you
open
don't know if, yeah, but there was towels on every single one.
Yeah.
So we went for a swim, went down the slide a few times, and then we said, we got to get the heck out of here.
Just too many
people. I mean, you're bumping into people. You got an old man throwing footballs to their little weasels. One of the lifeguards said, hey, throw me that football. And he's like, this is too hard. You can't use this. It was a weasel factor of 10 that day.
Was it? So you were getting frustrated.
It made Pop Century look old and laid back.
Really?
Yeah. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it was insane.
I'm
Plus
surprised, though.
You have the pool bar there, so like everybody's drinking and stuff.
I'm really surprised, but maybe it's more of the deluxe person who stays at deluxe. They spend more time at the resort.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I'm thinking, because the resorts, they were jamming. They were jamming.
Because I feel like
I even said to him, I'm like, how did we get a rate this cheap if like all these people are here?
Maybe that's why all the people are there, because the rates were cheap.
Well, the other thing too, Jürgen, is that a lot of people probably do what I did when I was a kid and go back when it's really hot. It was a really hot weekend. It was
really hot, even
for Orlando. It was 96, 97, which is even warm for them.
Right.
So I think a lot of people, you're on the monorail loop. You can just come up on the monorail and go for a dip.
That's true.
And I heard, you know, the mom saying, okay, let's wrap it up. We're going to go take a nap. So they were doing their typical midsummer, let's use the pool, let's grab a quick bite, and let's go take a nap and rejuvenate and get back in action at night.
Yeah, I'm just surprised. I figured it would be a little slower during the day since everyone would be at the parks, but I guess, like you said, just a hot day like that, everyone goes back to the pools.
Kids are getting cranky, let's go.
But the beauty of the resort is that there is another pool.
Right, like a quieter one.
Quieter, but it was still really busy.
It was still jamming.
Well, but it doesn't have the slide or any of that
it
stuff,
It doesn't
right?
have the slide, but what it does have that's really nice are some cabanas.
Really nice. Yeah. Nice.
And, like, you know, they've got the coverings, and they've got ceiling fans. Like, couches and really comfy chairs. So it was really, really nice.
That's good.
And then it had zero entry again at one end with, like, the little mini, like, fountains. So you could just lay in that end of the pool and chill out.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was my...
Go ahead. Sorry. I was going to say, is that like the DVC pool technically?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I think it might have been the second pool when they added all the DVCs.
And they also have a pool bar and a little grill.
Oh.
That I think is relatively new.
Yeah.
So which one was this?
The Oasis.
The Oasis Bar. Okay.
The Oasis Bar. It had a really nice menu.
Really nice menu.
We ended up getting a caller.
Do we want to save this? You want to talk about lunch? In part two?
You want to go to lunch? Because we got a lot to cover in part two as well.
Oh, you think so? You think we squeeze lunch in here?
Well, we might be able to because we've got the luau and we've got that evening.
Okay.
And we might, the next day. Yeah, so
right,
we might be able to squeeze in lunch.
All right, talk about it.
Do you have that menu pulled up?
I do not.
You do not.
We actually need to go back there.
Yeah, we do.
Now, you can't get in even to go to the bar, right? Unless you're staying there?
Nope.
Interesting. I wonder if you could put up a stink and say, hey, I want to eat at this place.
Oh, they're gonna feed you, trust me.
Well, that's what I mean. So if you went and they're like, oh, you need your magic band to get in.
I think they actually have room service from it, though. Because I saw a lot of people, like, getting stuff to go and, like, people loading stuff up onto, like, trolleys.
Huh. That's interesting as well. We'll have to look into that at some point.
Yeah, I don't know if we can find a menu, but anyways, we both got...
Oh, I remember we talked about this one a few weeks ago. All right, let's see. I got the menu up here. Oh, yeah, that's easy. I know what you had. Now, did you guys split?
Mm-hmm.
You did. So you had the fish tacos?
Yep.
We did.
How were they?
Really, really good.
Really good.
Yeah? Southern California?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they were big, big pieces of, what do you think,
mahi?
Yep.
Very nice.
They weren't like the little clumps that sometimes you get.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It was a nice, big piece of fish.
I feel like mahi's the best
for
fish tacos, in my opinion.
And then we got the slaw, and the slaw was really good. Wasn't that slaw fantastic?
Because
it wasn't like mayonnaise-y. It was very...
And it wasn't
good
sweet.
Good spice. And, yeah, it's just really good slaw.
It had like a little spice to it. It was really good. But, you know, we were hungry because we had eaten so early.
Right.
But we knew we had the luau that night, so we didn't want to eat too much.
Mm. Yeah, there's some good stuff on this menu, like you said. The chili spice sticky wings sound good. The pork sliders, there's some cheese, but teriyaki glazed Angus chuck burger sounds pretty good.
And then we need to go back because there's a dessert that we didn't get to try.
Oh, boy. The malsadas?
Yes, the Portuguese donuts or whatever they are.
We'll go back.
Malasadas. Did you see people having those? Did they look pretty good?
No, I didn't see anybody.
No, I didn't.
That's interesting. Were there a lot of people eating there, or does it just kind of...
Quite a few.
Yeah, a lot of people sit at the poolside bar.
Have a drink and get a little bite.
Yeah, because...
But they also had servers.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Which I love about the deluxes. They come around and to all the Chase lounges and take your orders.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice touch.
Yeah, so we hung out there for quite a while.
We were there for a while. And we got a front came in, and it came in pretty quickly. It started getting really, really windy
as we're eating our fish tacos.
So, we took care of business and headed back. Hunkered down, as they would say up in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah,
the storm's coming. We're going to get a little bit of weather, so we're going to go back to the room and hunker down.
Well, that's not a bad place to hunker down, in the room at the Poly, it sounds like. Very good. Nope. So the fish tacos were outstanding.
Yes.
Outstanding, yes,
and then
sir.
You headed back to the room, and I guess that's a good place to take a little break then.
All right. Absolutely. All right, let's take our break. Mr. Klinsman.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions on our first day or our first half day?
No, I mean it sounds like it lived up to expectations. Like the first impressions of the room sounds like you were blown away.
Yes. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
When we walked in, we were like, oh yeah.
Like,
yeah,
were you nice. I don't know. I don't want to say nervous, but I'd be afraid that I'd be disappointed. You know, I know you said it was low rates, but it's still a lot of money.
Oh, it was still a lot of money.
I think it's more than we've ever paid for a hotel room anywhere.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
And so were you I hope this doesn't suck, or I hope it lives up to what... Not that it was going to suck, but like...
Yeah, but you never know...
Were you worried about having buyer's remorse,
I guess? If the YouTube is going to do justice to it as far as size goes or whatever...
But it sounds like those fears were quickly allayed when you got in there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it, because that's how I would be. I'd be like, oh man, I'm spending all this money. I hope it's like the best thing ever. And it sounds like it was really
Now, that being said, if we were staying for a week and we actually wanted to do the park, I don't know that I could justify the money.
I understand that. I totally... That's why I think the moderates are perfect. Because you get a really nice step up in the accommodations and the stuff to do at the resort. But the price is still in that range where you don't feel guilty leaving the resort to do other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we both kind of agreed that we didn't really want to spend time in the parks. Like, we wanted to be at the resort.
Oh, it makes total sense. I would be in the same boat, especially for one day, like you said. And then if it was more than one day, you wouldn't want to spend all that just for a place to sleep if you're going to be in the park for 6-8 hours.
Exactly.
Totally understand. All right, so we should wrap this week up because we got a lot to talk about next week.
Yeah, we'll wrap this up. You can find us on Twitter at Pour for More Podcast. I am at Pour for More Mike on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook, Pour for More Podcast. Email the show info@pourformorepodcast.com. My personal email address is mike@pourformorepodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google... What?
Google Play, most likely.
Google Play. Jurgen, what's your social media? I already gave Twitter, so you just need your email address.
My email is gary@pourformorepodcast.com, and don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, where hopefully there'll be some Polynesian-related videos up there sometime soon.
Absolutely. The intern's working on that.
Excellent.
All right, I'll take us home, Mr. Klinsman. Thanks for listening to episode 124 of the Pour for More Monte Gase Alejandro Dennis podcast. From Mr. Klinsman, Sweet Susie, I'm Pour for More Mike. We'll talk to you next week. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time.
Now is the best time of year, a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for, be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life. Now is the time, now is the best time, now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize, live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time, now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for, be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life.